Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Law enforcement yesterday afternoon captured an illegal immigrant suspected of shooting five Texas neighbors to death and leading multiple agencies on a four-day manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national who immigration officials say had been deported from the United States four times since 2009. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line, and we just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
Oropesa was captured under laundry in a closet in Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's about 17 miles west of the murder scene in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. Overseas, a teenage boy opened fire this morning in a school in central Belgrade, Serbia, causing death and injuries. Police received a call about the shooting in a primary school about 8:40 a.m. local time. The suspect, a seventh grade student, was arrested after firing several shots from his father's gun at other students and the school guard. Serbian media have reported that the guard was killed in the shooting. Several television shows will be put on hiatus by the current Hollywood writer's strike.
Other productions like films could also be impacted depending on how long the strike lasts. The first impact is being felt by late-night talk shows that are written daily based on current events. The Late Night Show on CBS, Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC, The Tonight Show on NBC, Late Night on NBC, and Comedy Central's The Daily Show have all stopped production for now. Writers are demanding more equitable pay with the prevalence of streaming content. The last Writers Guild of America strike started in 2007, lasting 3 months. I'm Skip Kelly.
A court ruling in Montana will prohibit Representative Zoe Zephyr, a transgender lawmaker, from returning to the state floor. Zephyr threatened lawmakers claiming blood on their hands for opposing gender-changing surgeries for children. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Might be a good time to bring back Spuds McKenzie.
Bud Light is watching its sales continue to plummet after partnering with transgender social media star Dylan Mulvaney. The latest figures show a 21% drop in sales last week. One consultant says it shows that Bud Light's core customers are ditching the brand. I'm John Schaefer.
With over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the USA in the last 72 hours, President Biden is gearing up to send soldiers to the U.S.-Mexico border, with Title 42 expiring next Thursday. Caroline Levitt on Fox News is a former New Hampshire congressional candidate. She weighs in on the border crisis.
They have known about Title 42 expiring for 2 years. There has been no plan of action. Now we are 8 days away from that deadline. 3.2 million illegal immigrants over the past 18 months, 110,000 fentanyl overdoses in our country last year at the hands of Mexican drug cartels, Chinese fentanyl. Those deaths are on the hands of this administration. I believe they will pay for that in the next election cycle.
Militants in Gaza fired multiple rockets at Israel after the death of a Palestinian on hunger strike in Israeli custody is showing signs of escalation between the two sides. Israel's military said it struck targets in Gaza in response to the rocket attack. Airstrikes sparked another round of militant rockets launched towards Israeli cities. No deaths were immediately reported on either side. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as long as we have the bratty teenagers running the country, it is going to be a hard-pressing time for us to get this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's time for Rick Manning. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I think we just need to take the credit card away from the kids. They can't handle it, right? They're not really.
We need to take the credit card away from the 80-year-old.
That as well. Yeah. But still, it's just that what's happening, they're really not serious about, resolving this problem. It's all about politicking and let's get people more fearful that the Republicans are the bad guys. They're going to cut your Medicare. They're going to throw Granny over the curb, over the hill, whatever it is, and making up all kinds of stories. I mean, this is just absolutely ludicrous. Not one Democrat is willing. Well, kind of Joe Manchin a little bit. He offered some, sober insight just for a moment there. But the Democratic Party, they've got a hold of the bully pulpit. And as you said, the 80-year-old is bound and determined just to keep on spending money.
Well, if Joe Manchin actually wanted to do something, he could say, I'm no longer supporting Chuck Schumer as majority leader, and I'm going to support Mitch McConnell as majority leader, put pressure on Mitch McConnell to actually be part of this process. The irony, and so while we could talk about this on a partisan basis, but I'm going to just say, when Mitch McConnell, who is has as many votes in the Senate right now as Chuck Schumer does, because a couple of Democrats are sick.
Yeah.
When he sits there and says, "Oh, this is a negotiation between Kevin and Joe," we don't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an abdication of responsibility that it almost goes beyond belief. When Trump was in the White House, Mitch McConnell was the guy who sat there and traded with the Democrats and gave the Democrats, and so he could get to 60. Because remember, we have to get to 60. We don't have on anything. He was the guy who was aggressively giving the Democrats, giving away conservative principles and doing deals with Democrats that, quite honestly, didn't serve fiscal conservatism very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with a president and in 2017, 2018 with a House majority. Now he's got nothing can get done unless they get 11 Republicans right now.
Yeah.
That's just true.
Yeah.
So Mitch McConnell has a massive, massive card to play. And he steps out of the way. Oh, no, this is about Kevin McCarthy and the crazy ideas that they want to actually cut the size and scope of government. And Joe Biden, I'm not going to get involved in this. What a fraud.
No, you're exactly right, because rightfully so. Yeah, he's just choosing not to exercise it for whatever reason, and let McCarthy take all the all the bullets here.
But if
we're going to do something,
five vote majority. How hard it was to put together a deal with a five vote majority. Yeah. So what McConnell's essentially doing is he's saying, "Gee, Raheem Jeffries, House Democrat, see if you can pick off five Republicans and do it, and not actually deal with the problem and pass so-called clean debt ceiling." Which, by the way, a clean debt ceiling, all that means is it's a rubber stamp for the same policies, the same spending that got us into the mess in the first time.
Exactly. And Hakim and company are doing everything they can to try to do an end around here. No thanks, as you say, to McConnell. But look at the battle rages, and, congratulations to, the House for holding ground here. But you're exactly right. McConnell and the senators, even without McConnell, I don't know what Marco Rubio, what the rest of them can do in terms of, speaking ahead of McConnell. And maybe that's absolutely verboten, and they'll, end up in a closet of an office or something if they misbehave. Because McConnell, he figures, look, if you're not going to march to my drum, I have ways to get you to do what I tell you to do. And, because we've seen that happen time before.
If 25, he is not an official office holder of, he's not an elected official of the House, of the Senate body, okay? Mm-hmm. Neither the Senate Majority Leader or Senate Minority Leader are like the Speaker is elected by the entire body. Mm-hmm. All that has to happen to have a new Minority Leader is to have a majority of the Senate Republicans say, we've lost faith in this one, we're going to get ourselves another one.
Exactly.
And so you have to believe that, that Mitch McConnell represents a majority of the Senate Republicans. But if the Senate Republicans wanted to do something, they could say, you could get 41 of them to say, I'm not voting for a debt ceiling that doesn't address the rapidly increasing debt. If they just did that, you got 41 of them to sign a letter saying, I'm not doing that. It gives strength to McCarthy in his hand in negotiating against Biden.
What's their incentive, Rick?
Pick up five Republicans. Biden says, all I need to do is get five Republicans to go out, to break ranks with Kevin McCarthy, and I can get whatever I want. And because Mitch McConnell is basically hanging Kevin and hanging anybody who wants fiscal sanity in this country out to dry. So my play, I'm just going to tell you, my play on this is I'm going after 41 Republicans in the Senate. Mm-hmm. We have to show Kevin McCarthy that he's got backup in the Senate and force Biden then to have to actually deal from a position of weakness or at least a position of being an even position rather than the position of strength that Biden's been given by McConnell's failure to lead.
Exactly, because Biden has gone from I'm not going to meet with you. I'm not. It's not debatable, non-negotiable, and this is just I want a clean bill and let's move on. And fortunately, the Republicans in the House have the backbone with the help of the leadership, McCarthy, to say no. We'll go ahead and pass the bill, which is a great move that they passed the bill. Okay, and with contingencies. And so Biden and his own ego, he didn't want to handle it. Well, guess what? We've got to negotiate and we've got to work this out and be sincere, be serious about this, especially when we're at $31 trillion and counting. And look what happened now. The market is getting skittish. So how much pressure do you think they're going to get from the market?
Oh, yeah, they're going to get a ton of pressure, and the pressure will all be since the financial institutions are, shall we say, controlled, semi-controlled by the Treasury Department and the Fed. All the pressure is going to be on the Republicans from the financial institutions.
Well,
they just want to continue spending and borrowing. Because guess who makes the money on the borrowing?
Yeah.
Financial institutions that sell the bonds.
Yeah. And, of course, they're in trouble right now, having lost three banks, Rick. I mean, their credibility is waning here. I mean, you consider that you got these three banks that have shut down. They had more money assets than 28 banks than that failed in 2008.
Yep. It's a big deal. We got some challenges.
Without a doubt. You hear the music. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We're just days away from our second annual Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual half marathon invites participants to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between April 29th and May 14th to bring awareness to the work we are doing in the Middle East. Participants will be able to virtually traverse the streets of a city in Yemen and pray for those who don't yet know the truth about Jesus. This is just another example of addressing the incredible spiritual needs in the Middle East, a region of the world full of turmoil where 99% of the inhabitants do not follow Christ. When everything seems so uncertain, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything. To learn how you can be a virtual praying presence among lost souls in a faraway country through the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, continues with us as we look at, this budget. You know, we get here time and time again. It's always the last minute. You know, it's amazing to me that Janet Yellen, who had projected, I mean, she's been all over the place. I mean, what kind of manager is she, Rick, that she cannot seem to have a handle? I mean, this is a money person. And you know, in the market and in the road that she travels on, you cannot be missing the mark as much as she's been missing the mark. It really speaks and questions her credibility as somebody who should know better. Am I just being too cynical toward her, but or what? Because for her to come back and all of a sudden, now it's like it was going to be the end of summer. Now it's we're talking June. It's like these knuckleheads can't see the projections happening in such a way that they can't see that we're running out of money sooner than expected.
Well, here's what they're doing right now. Okay, they're not allowed to borrow any new money right now. Okay. So what they're doing is they're taking the incoming money and from various sources, and they're paying the bills that they, putting off some bills, deferring some things, and essentially, and paying other bills. Mm-hmm. During the months of March, April, and May, the federal government, the federal government gets a lot of money, mm-hmm. because that's when your income taxes, people who pay money, people who are getting refunds file early, mm-hmm. people who pay money file late. So you have a lot of tax receipts in April, March and April. You have a lot of tax, and then businesses, their tax receipts, tend to come in May. So effectively, they should be running flush with money since about between business and income tax, about 70%, 75% of the revenues come in on those two items. Right. Not counting Social Security. Social Security money comes in every single payday. So they've got a steady flow of income. What they try to do is balance, they go extraordinary measures is what they call it. But essentially they juggle their portfolio. Mm-hmm. They juggle their spending just like every household does.
Exactly. Yeah, they're moving money from one pocket to another. I get that.
But the fact is the Treasury Secretary gets to determine based on how much juggling to do when you actually hit when the debt ceiling gets hit, you have to do something. And so she actually gets to make that determination based on how much they want to do in terms of juggling money. So it's like calling a parliamentary election in Great Britain. The side that's winning, if you're the incumbent party and you're way out in front, you want to call an early election. And so what she looks at is, okay, well, we're going to call an early election on this. We're going to say that we're running out of money on at the end of May and force a vote in May because, we think we can force an outcome that we like in May, which means doing nothing and continuing spending at the current level. Mm-hmm. Whereas the longer it lasts, the more momentum builds for actually trying to cut the size and scope of government. Mm-hmm. So she's essentially setting a calendar for the vote that she believes, that the Biden administration believes, best favors the doing nothing and so that's where they're at. They're,
and of course, this all bleeds into the 2024. This is set up for the 2024 election, right?
Well, it's set up for that. Yeah. What they're trying to do then is they're going to say, "Oh, look, the Republicans wanted to cut all this stuff," and they'll make up whatever they think what's going to get cut. Mm-hmm. And so they'll sit there.
And of course, the mainstream media is not defending it. I mean, they're not refuting it. They're just taking word for word what the Democrats say. They're carrying their water. And here it is, and Joe Biden goes, "Look at all these great things I did regarding, pharmaceuticals
I saved." And here's the thing. Yeah. "I saved Medicare," that's what he'll say. Mm-hmm. "I saved Social Security. The Republicans wanted to cut it, and by taking them on whatever, on the debt ceiling, I saved these things."
Yeah. Yeah, forget that for 50 years you've been stealing money out of the Social Security Trust, right?
Well, and quite honestly, when he was a senator, he voted a couple of times to make massive cuts in Social Security. So you don't really, he's not held accountable for previous votes.
Because he can't remember. If he can't remember, you can't hold him accountable.
If he can't remember, and because of that, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'm going to hold my tongue for one time in my life, Bill.
I'm sorry. I did try to bait you. I'm sorry.
You did. Point on this is we have a fight right now, and it is, and in my estimation, the fight is really in the Senate, and the fight is to try to convince Senate Republicans to take a strong stand. Mm-hmm. And to back up the House.
Yeah.
Right now, Kevin McCarthy is holding together a 5-vote majority with some of those people representing districts that Joe Biden won and that Joe Biden will likely win in 2024. And those people are all looking for bailouts. They're all looking for a way out, for off ramps on this thing. And it is an extraordinarily difficult job. And quite honestly, if those people feel as though they've been led down the primrose path, they're going to lose because of this vote. Mm-hmm. What, you know, the next time we try to fight on appropriations bills, they're going to say, no way, I'm going to vote with the Democrats. And we will get, this is really for whether or not we're going to be able to stop any spending in this 2-year period or whether the Republican House is going to get neutered. And so this is real big high stakes. Joe Biden knows it. And Mitch McConnell knows it. And the reason Mitch McConnell doesn't care is he really kind of liked it when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, look at this, the action plan. Call your senator, okay? I mean, this is our appeal to you. We have got to put the pressure on Mitch McConnell, on your representatives, to back Kevin McCarthy. If you're serious about, you know, limited government, I mean, everybody complains about the size and scope of government, how they've been running away the last two years. I mean, here it is. I mean, this is incredible. I was looking the other day again at the numbers regarding Obamacare. You remember the whole entry into Obamacare? We had 30 million people that hadn't been served and that Obamacare was going to be the answer. And they, through sleight of hand, tried to justify and they signed people up on Medicare. I mean, this was such a mess. But because of Obamacare, ladies and gentlemen, you got to connect the dots here. All that we went through, 2.5 years of COVID, was because of Obamacare. The infrastructure for all this mess and the medical industrial complex was put into motion because of Obamacare, because of these 30 million people, supposedly, and to these days when you look at the numbers, Rick, there's no big change. There's still 30 million people out there.
Yeah, there's no change. And
this is a joke. This is a total joke.
It's 100% true. And remember when McConnell said he's going to rip it out, root and branch, and during an election campaign in 2016. And then we failed to be able to do anything with it in 2017 because he couldn't hold his Republican Senate conference together. So it was the root and branch part of that is, some things are now systemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they did? The single biggest thing they did in Obamacare, all the things it did, they caused small practice doctors to consolidate with larger practices.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that by simply making the cost of reporting your information that was required under Obamacare. These guys are having to spend $300,000-$400,000 on software to do the reporting.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they forced them into big systems, and then the big system said, here's how you practice medicine, and you will not give anybody treatments that the federal government does not approve.
And it's even coming down tighter, and that is you and I have been talking in the last month, that now they've surrendered their sovereignty to, at least they want to, ultimately, to the WHO. Exactly.
Crazy.
Wow, this is absolutely nuts. Well, again, thank you very much, Barack Obama. Obamacare, this is what it did. And you thought, it sounds so nice and sounds so wonderful until you realize it isn't. And the thing is that it's consistent, that's what they do to us. They give us all this wonderful fluff and everything, and then it doesn't deliver. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Make those calls.
Free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski. The dingarona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues.
lower back pain? How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
USA News Update. Law enforcement yesterday afternoon captured an illegal immigrant suspected of shooting five Texas neighbors to death and leading multiple agencies on a four-day manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national who immigration officials say had been deported from the United States four times since 2009. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line, and we just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
Oropesa was captured under laundry in a closet in Cut and Shoot, Texas. That's about 17 miles west of the murder scene in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's okay to be grumpy today, as it is the Great American Grump Out. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Also good to have Bill Pasco. Yes, the one and only Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, TPP's man in Washington. Bill Pasco, how are you, buddy?
I'm good to be with you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I got to tell you, it looks like, the president and Leader McCarthy, after all these weeks, maybe getting together.
Well, for a little kabuki theater, it's about time. The president and the speaker haven't spoken since February 1, if you can believe that. It's been more than 2 months. It's about time they got together.
Yeah, you think? I mean, for something like this, but you know, I gotta hand it to Leader McCarthy and the Republicans. They played a game of chess here and put the president in a corner where, you know, he's got to make a move, because if he doesn't, then, you know, any interruption in paying our debts would be on his watch, right?
Well, that's exactly right. The House, look, there are three legs to this stool. To pass a bill to raise or suspend the debt limit requires action from three different actors: the House, the Senate, the President. That's simple. Mm-hmm. The problem is the Democrats control the House. I'm sorry, they control the White House and they control the Senate, and they did not believe that Speaker McCarthy could corral a majority in the House to support a debt limit increase with spending cuts attached. This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a step back and think about what we're talking about here. So every now and then, the government of the United States hits its debt limit. Think of a credit card. You've got a limit on your credit card, and it's maxed out right now. We've got $31.4 trillion in debt that the country owes to various creditors. And it's hit its limit. It cannot borrow any more money. It has to turn to the Congress. Congress has to change the law and say, well, no longer is the limit going to be $31.4 trillion. Now it's going to be $33.5 trillion. We're going to increase it by $2.1 trillion and give you more breathing room. Okay. Well, what happens is we all know that we're going to increase the debt limit. It's going to happen because this is to pay for bills that we've already incurred. We're not talking about future spending here. We're talking about paying the bills that we've already incurred. Now, we can have a conversation with the Congress about Why in the world are you spending $31 trillion more than you have? You shouldn't be doing that. Nobody can sustain that. And that's a conversation to have. What happens here when we get the opportunity, the debt ceiling vote comes along a couple times in every presidency, and it gives us an opportunity to talk about fiscal discipline and the lack thereof.
Right.
And so what the Republicans have done in the House is say, okay, we're willing to give you a dollar increase in spending limit in exchange for $3 in spending cuts from future spending. We have to get our house in order. We're willing to give you $1 in increase in exchange for you giving us $3 in cuts from future spending. That's the bill that passed the House. The Democrats say, no, 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 we just want $1 in future spending increase. We don't want to talk about spending cuts. No, no, no. So this is where one side is going to blink. And I can tell you right now, the side that's going to blink is going to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
Because the House has already done its job. The Senate is going to pass whatever the president and the Speaker of the House agree to. The Senate is irrelevant to this right now. Schumer has, he thinks he's got 51 votes. He's actually only got 50 because Senator Feinstein is still recovering from shingles and cannot mm-hmm. travel. So he's got 50 votes. He doesn't have 60. This is not a privileged resolution. It requires 60 votes to move through the Senate. That means he's got to have 10 Republican votes. There are not 10 Republican votes in the Senate to simply increase the debt limit. Senate Republicans are backing up the action of the House. Senate Republicans are looking at McCarthy saying, dude, we're strongly behind you. Even
right.
the usual suspects, the Mitt Romneys and the Susan Collinses and the Lisa Murkowski.
I know. Isn't amazing that Mitt Romney found a backbone?
Will do. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
You show them backbone and they'll say, holy smokes, look at that. We got a guy with backbone.
Yes.
So this is going to be very interesting. There's going to be a negotiation next week. The president has invited the four congressional leaders, the Speaker of the House and the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, and he's invited the majority and the minority leaders of the Senate. That's Schumer and McConnell. But the only two that matter are Biden and McCarthy. I think he wants the other two Democrats in the room just in case he stumbles in the conversation, literally,
yeah.
because they're irrelevant to the discussion. What really matters is what Biden and McCarthy can work out. And McConnell, the guy who's been on so many of these negotiations over the years, he's actually saying, this is McConnell's job. I'm backing McConnell. I'm just here to...
You mean McCarthy? He's backing McCarthy.
I'm sorry. Yes, exactly. Yeah. McConnell is backing McCarthy. So I'm here to hold his briefcase.
Good. Well, this is outstanding. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, because, you know, going into this, I thought as resistant as the president was being, that we were not going to get any movement. But I thought it was just awesome when the House was able to come together and pass a bill. And, with the increase, because we're going to pay our bills, like you said, we always do, we're going to pay our bills, but there needs to be that anchoring part of the agreement, and that is that we do something about our debt, because it just keeps going up. And the thing is that along with the debt, I mean, you've got just the interest rate on our debt itself. I mean, it's getting to the point. I mean, China's loving this because China is fortifying their military just based on our interest payments.
Oh, yeah. In 5 years, our interest payments, because of inflation, and you got to factor that in, too.
Mm-hmm.
Inflation,
yes.
Just like it's driving mortgage interest rates and car loans higher, it's mm-hmm. driving higher the interest payment that the federal government makes to its creditors every month.
Yeah.
And that's why... the Secretary of the Treasury said, ooh, we don't have as long as we thought we were going to be able to play with the smoke and mirrors. This thing may happen faster than we thought. Well, why is that? That's because the interest payments are higher.
Exactly.
Bill, this is an amazing statistic. Within 5 years, according to the budget projections, within 5 years, our interest payment on our debt will be greater than our defense spending budget. We'll
yeah.
be spending more money servicing our debt than we will be paying for our defense costs at a time when we have the threat from China to face.
Exactly.
It's
already, what are we at, about $600-700 billion now?
It's
approximating the military budget right now.
Well, the military budget's about, the military budget is now approaching $750 billion,
mm-hmm.
and interest payments this year are approaching $600 billion. $600 billion
yeah.
on interest. It buys
yes.
nothing. It doesn't
right.
pay for a teacher. It doesn't pay for a school. It doesn't pay for a tank. It doesn't pay for an FBI agent. it pays to service debt.
Exactly. Well, maybe, you know, President Biden is hoping that, you know, all our lenders will think like what he's proposed for the mortgage companies. And that is that anybody that has poor credit is going to get preferred interest rates, right? Just saying.
That's a topic for another conversation.
Exactly. I'll tell you, the one thing about Biden, he's turned everything on its head. And there's just no stopping this guy. You know, short of him being impeached, if that could ever be possible, I mean, there's certainly grounds for it, for what he continues to do, and just the irresponsibility of handling this debt and causing inflation to be exacerbated by, you know, spending more money and not even offering one suggestion of, you know, fiscal discipline. I mean, that's just not even part of the language, is it?
No, it's not. And I begin to wonder seriously, are they just not telling him? Is that what's going on? Because he keeps coming out saying the economy is great. We're creating all these jobs, this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, if the economy is so great, why does 70% of America give you failing grades on the economy? Why does 70% of the country not want you to run for reelection? If the economy is so great, why does everybody hate this economy? This is not a great economy. This is the worst inflation we've had in 40 years. This is a tax. Let's make no mistake about it. Inflation is a tax. It's imposed by the government. But guess what? Nobody voted for it. Nobody can take the blame for it. You can't run against a member of Congress and say, that guy voted for inflation, unless you're willing to make the argument. Actually, they do vote for inflation. They vote for inflation every time they vote to spend more money than we have. Mm-hmm. Well, every time they vote to borrow money from future generations and spend money that we don't have, they're putting too much money into the economy. They're not growing the economy fast enough, and the result is we pay higher prices for the limited availability of goods that we have. That's what inflation is all about, and it's caused by the deficit spending by this government, and we need to stop it. And the House has passed a bill that would save $4.8 trillion over the next 10 years.
He's a Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director, TPP's man in Washington. Yes, we're talking Bill Pasco. Bill, thank you, buddy. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. At Office Depot, teachers mean the world to us for all of their support, guidance, smiles, and tears. For the early morning extra help sessions, late night paper grading, and everything in between, their desire to create brighter futures and make the world a better place is inspiring. To thank teachers this Teacher Appreciation Week and beyond, teachers with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership can get a special coupon for 30% back in bonus rewards on qualifying in-store purchases, including classroom supplies, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, and more. Now through July 1st, visit officedepot.com/education to learn more. And thanks to the generosity of Office Depot and Office Max customers, the company raised over $2.1 million to support teachers, students, and Title I schools last year. The in-store school supply drive was recently enhanced, and this year will help hundreds of additional Title I schools nationwide. Visit officedepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Well, now, I'll tell you, because of all this fuss, maybe, that, over the debt limit and, the strength and character of Kevin McCarthy, Leader McCarthy is inspiring the rest of the House members to come together to introduce a bill to reinforce border, our border, and to limit asylum. I'll tell you, on the surface, it really demonstrates that they're serious. Now, hopefully, they can maintain this level of serious and commitment, because there's all kinds of pushback coming from the other side, and they've politicized this deal. They're not really serious about really serving the American people and doing right by the American people, much less, the immigrants who are coming in desperately to come and cross our border and be subjected to and be beholden to the cartels that brought him into the country. I mean, this is just incredible. Chris Chmielewski is back with us, the Numbers USA Vice President, to tell us more and to break it all down. Hey, Chris, welcome back. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
So what did you think about the House Republican, presentation on their sweeping immigration package that they presented, that they will be presenting to the floor next month?
Right, yeah, and next week we think it's gonna. Yeah, it looks like they're gonna try to time it with the vote on this bill with the ending of Title 42. And I've said it for a number of weeks on your show. We've watched House Republicans have holdings and hold hearings and talk about this issue and use benefit from it politically during the midterm elections, but yet they've yet to do anything. But man, they decided to do something, and they're moving a bill that it's historic. Mm-hmm. The provisions that are in this bill, it will have a long lasting impact on overall border, not just border policies, but preventing future border searches and future illegal immigration if they could somehow ever get this passed into law. So they're moving quick. It passed through the committees the last couple of weeks. They're combining it into HR2, and we expect it to come to the floor for a vote sometime next week.
Well, and as you say, this package has enjoined these two bills, one that includes severe restrictions on asylum seekers from the Judiciary Committee, another from the Homeland Committee, that would require completing former President Trump's border wall. So the wall is back in the debate. And makes sense, and especially for all that we've seen happen in the last 2.5 years under Joe Biden.
Yeah. I mean, it does a number of things in addition to making sure that border wall construction restarts. It's going to allow for Remain in Mexico to come back, which is, we saw the Biden administration apparently has struck a deal with Mexico where we'll be able to return illegal border crossers who aren't from Mexico back into Mexico. All that means is they'll try again. That's all that's going to happen if you do that. But Remain in Mexico really deals more so with the people that are crossing the border and are being coached by some of these groups and the drug cartels themselves to just come over and claim asylum once you get here, because that's your golden ticket to stay here in the United States, regardless of whether or not you qualify for asylum. That's going to drastically reduce that number, and it also includes mandatory E-Verify. So those that got away from Border Patrol, which amounts to more than a million over the last 2 years, make sure that they can't get a job. So, yeah, they'll be here, but there's not much they can do.
Exactly. Well, but then that's a dangerous proposition, because guess what? They still have to eat. And then they start, aligning themselves with cartel business and things that are nefarious, that are not in the best interest of these local communities. So they need to be careful in how they play this out. They got to understand that, this is all hands on deck, because you're going to have a lot of problems as a result once you start, doing the enforcement that the American people are demanding. And no doubt what happened in Texas here recently with the shootings of the five, family members there, or the five people, at the hands of an illegal immigrant who's managed to be kicked out and come back five times. I mean, this guy must be part Australian or something.
Right. And that's why passing this legislation through the House is so important, because it will prevent horrible things like that from happening again in the future. It's gonna make it a felony for people who cross the border multiple times and have been deported. So they basically violate their terms of being barred from reentry into the United States. So it's gonna make that a felony crime. There's a number of things that this bill does. It really addresses pretty much everything that has to do with these border surges. That goes for the people that are crossing the border multiple times illegally. That goes for the people that are trying to claim asylum, even though they don't have a legitimate claim to asylum. That goes for the people that are managing to escape, border security. It heavily restricts the administration's ability to grant parole to the people that do cross the border to illegally and might have a quote unquote humanitarian reason to be to remain here in the United States. So it does so many things that to end the border crisis, and it's probably not going to pass the Senate, and it's not going to make it to President Biden's desk for his signature. But House Republicans are drawing a line in the sand, and they're saying, here's where we stand. Democrats, where do you stand?
Yes, exactly.
Particular issue, right? Yeah, and it gets Republicans on the record with a vote supporting these policies.
And I think it's a positive thing in many ways, especially in terms of the incentives. Right now, the incentives are to the NGOs and all these other organizations that are really they're almost counteracting any positive effort that we may do at the border. Then the system incentivizes a system that promotes more people to come across the border illegally, and so they've looked at that and are trying to tighten that down as well, right?
Yeah, and that's really the core of this debate. It's, are we trying to deal with the people who are heading to the United States, or are we trying to discourage people from coming in the first place? And I think that's what H.R. 2, the House Republican border bill, does, is it discourages people who don't have a legitimate reason for coming to the United States through our legal channels. It discourages them from coming in the first place, whereas every single Biden administration policy is just providing quicker and faster and more efficient processing of those people looking to come.
Exactly.
Their announcement last week about expanding parole centers across Central America and Mexico. They're not telling people not to come. All they're doing is saying, just don't get smuggled by the drug cartels. We'll set up processing centers down in your hometown where you can apply, and then you can come here. You can come here on parole. So,
we'll give you an app to make it easier too, right?
Exactly. Everything it's not meant to discourage people who shouldn't be coming in the first place from coming. It's meant to encourage those people to continue to come. They just don't want the dollars going into the hands of the drug cartels. That's their only thing.
Chris, what about the presidents and the leaders of the home country? I mean, they're losing, their young people that are, that are coming to America. I mean, that is a labor force. That is an asset that is exiting stage left out of their country. I mean, I would think, we're not hearing a whole lot from them. We've heard a little bit, but we need to hear a lot more from them because they're the ones that are going to be suffering as well. I mean, how are they going to rebuild their countries when they're losing these young men, and particularly young men coming? And then, of course, you only hope and pray that they don't get caught up in a cartel, but how do they avoid it? The infrastructure of the cartels are so sophisticated, and they cross our border. They run deep into our country to where they basically have made every state of the Union a border state because of the infrastructure that has been allowed to allowed to be built up and in a sense certified within our country. I mean, this is a tough deal here. I mean, that you may get these strong people, but then they're going to be beholden to the cartels that are not going to be of primary interest to the American people, are they?
No, yeah. And not only that, but, this issue of brain drain, it's a real situation. It's a real concern for some of these countries, Make no mistake, the people that are leaving these countries, especially the one from the Northern Triangle of Central America, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, these folks, they have to make an initial payment to the drug cartels. So the drug cartels are not smuggling them for free. Now, when they get here, they're still beholden to the drug cartels. Now, the drug cartels will get them here and say, oh, yeah, by the way, you owe us another $15,000. But there's a down payment in cash that it usually takes place at the start, and those people have to have the money at the get-go to begin their trek to the U.S. border. So these are people that already have means in their country and are willing to work and probably have jobs in their home countries. And again, those are individuals that these countries are losing from their labor force. So not only should I wish those countries, you're right, I wish they would speak out a little bit, the leaders of those countries speak out a little bit more about the individuals that they're losing from their home countries and the talent that they're losing from their home country. But again, what they're doing is they're a lot of them are being they're being exploited here once they do get to the United States, especially if they're still beholden to the drug cartels. And they're enabling the drug cartels, and quite frankly, they're taking job opportunities away from Americans who might be able to work some of these jobs.
Yeah, this is not win-win by no means. And this is a dereliction duty of our media that should be reporting on this. I mean, they are complicit with all that's going on right now that are putting the American people at risk. That is not really, after everything is all said and done, we're not very welcoming to these people when you put them in these kind of circumstances. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, sir.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?